complicated for the controllers who are doing it. It means that they have to have inquests and families wanting justice and big compensation payouts. So it's much easier to do it without any victims. Phil?
Yeah, that was part of the key of 9/11 is there was two funds that was created after 9/11. One was called the 9/11 Compensation Fund, and then the other one was called the 9/11 Business Compensation Fund. The first fund was $7 billion, for the Victims Compensation Fund, for the 2,900 and some odd people that lost. And then the second compensation fund was a $38 billion chunk of money that was set aside to compensate the businesses of the World Trade Center. So if you consider the fact that the businesses were, fake and that there was no people, that gives the people that pulled off 9/11, okay, an operating budget of $45 billion, give or take. So what you can do with $45 billion is an awful lot. If you're going to pull off an operation like 9/11, where 3,000 people, fellow Americans, are murdered, cold-blooded murder, in a couple of office buildings, you might get a lot of people to participate in something like that. It's doubtful, but let's say, if you got a lot of people to participate in that. They're not, people are people and they never change, no matter what year you live in. And people that do those things, some of them can't live with themselves. They have, weak consciences, or they have consciences, and they won't be able to pull off being part of a mass murder of 3,000 people. But if you take a huge chunk of money and wave it in front of somebody's face and say, "Listen, you're going to have a real simple part to play. You're going to have some TV time on 9/11, and then you're going to go to some hearings, at Congress, and hold pictures, and we're going to give you $3 million for that. And after 10 years, we're going to give you another, $1.5 million, golden handcuffs. And after 20 years, you get another $1.5 million." So they've always got more future money to look into that'll, stop them from talking. But that's how you get people to participate in something like this. It would be easy to get people to participate in something like this if nobody dies and they get compensated for thinking that they're doing something that's really good for America. It'll be good to pull this off because we're going to go and we're going to finally, create order in the Middle East. And, that's, kind of what this was immediately about, the plundering of the Middle East and the redrawing of Middle Eastern borders. So when you
Exactly. And look, when you're in the middle,